League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
We are here.
Yes.
Springing into spring.
Yes.
Doing spring-like things.
Feeling good.
Feeling good. I am excited. I am excited for these things to happen. I am excited for the new season. I am good off of winter. I am ready for spring.
What's like the main thing you're looking forward to?
Weather. Warmth.
But what do you want to do in this weather?
Be out in it. Out okay. In these streets in warm weather. Like, it's been cold. It's been a lot of snow. You know, our winter was kind of brutal this year on the East Coast.
Sure was.
And so, like, there were days where people were trapped. By people, I mean myself. Trapped in the house because of the amount of snow. So I'm ready to be out in these streets.
Yeah.
This spring, for sure.
Yo, this was like your first time in real snow in your own home, because before
Correct.
Where you lived, I'm sure they like
Yes.
shoveled for you.
Right. So I lived in an apartment complex, and in that community, again, they shoveled, they put salt down, they did all, it was, by the time I woke up, it was good to go. You were safe to walk outside.
Who did these things in this case?
Yeah. So word on the street is, come to find out, it's hard out here for a snowplow. Like,
wow.
It's hard to find somebody. I have a long driveway, so let's start there.
Fancy
and expensive to get somebody to, you. Like, the neighborhood kids aren't, like, walking up and down the sidewalk
no?
talking about, let me bust down that driveway.
Really?
Like, that's not, you've got to hire professionals with commercial-grade equipment nowadays
wow.
to come and dig your driveway out if you don't want to do it yourself. And
yeah.
Didn't want to do it myself.
One of the joys of home ownership.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a joy, but you know, what's messed up is that, like, I paid a ridiculous amount of money
mm-hmm.
to get my driveway, like, the snow removed.
Okay.
And 2-3 days later, it snowed again, and you could barely tell that anything ever happened.
So recently we did a show on ways to make money.
Right.
So starting a snowplow business is probably a great return on investment.
Seriously. You would have made, on my block alone, I'm not even exaggerating, you could have made easily $5,000. In one day on my block.
Yeah. So people talk about these investment ideas. Like, come on. That's loot you
yeah,
can
no.
make.
And I think people always think, like, we're exaggerating. Like, ain't nobody out here doing. Like, I will tell you, like, first of all, the person who I found to do my driveway, I found hustling on Facebook. Like,
mm-hmm.
they were like, yo, you want this driveway done?
Mm-hmm.
Holla at your boy. Like, literally like that.
But he was also like, well, don't even hit me unless you're willing
yeah.
to spend.
Yeah, literally. He put a minimum, like, and if you ain't about this however many hundred, don't holler at me. You know what I mean? And he was booked, like, within minutes.
Yeah.
He has no history of plowing snow, of doing a good job. He's not on Yelp. There were no reviews for him. I think he had a whole nother real job, and he just decided
mm-hmm.
to get this money real quick. And he was booked nonstop. I booked him for my house and my mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
He got to my mother's house probably at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And he never made it to my house. He didn't make it to my house till like a day and a half later.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
And then when he made it to my house, again, it was like 11 o'clock at night. And he
wow.
was like, and I still got more houses to go.
Getting that money.
Getting that bread.
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about. Not quite.
No.
We've got to, like, address something that's currently going on and make you guys aware of the full breadth of, like, exactly what's happening. And then give you some ideas around the ways we want you to think about it.
Yeah, this is like our momentum press conference today.
Is it? It's not a, no, because it's
kind
not
of.
About us.
No, I'm saying, like, The news
it's
got announced.
It's a momentum news briefing.
Yes.
It's a news brief.
Yes.
Okay. So usually, they, like back in the day, be like, do, like that would happen.
That was a good sound effect.
Yeah, that was for me. So this is our momentum news brief for the things that people are talking about, for the thing that everybody is talking about, the stimulus check.
Okay.
The stimmy.
Not just the stimmy. There's also a range of other benefits that got passed in this $1.9 trillion stimulus package.
But nobody's only, they're only talking about the stimulus.
They just want the check.
Yeah. No one's thinking about all of the other things that got passed, all the other beneficial resources and helpful things that got passed. People just want this $1,400. Like, it's not $1,400. It's not $1,400. It's $1,400. Like, that's all people are really checking for at this point. And we've got to, one, talk you through that. We also have to talk about all the other things that were included in this stimulus plan. Mm-hmm. And then we've got to talk about what you're supposed to do with this money.
Yeah, because for a lot of people, this is extra money at this point. Like, there's definitely a lot of people that are hurting. Like, let's
What's extra money? Alan and I are on social media. Like, we've seen the memes. Like, no, this is not the time to go buy crab legs. This is not the time to, you know, go to Red Lobster and just treat your whole family. Like, this $1,400 could be extremely useful. It could be an investment that could last way longer than 2 weeks.
Yes.
But again, like, before we get to that, we've got to talk about exactly what the stimulus plan is, what this check is about, and all the other things that you can benefit from when you pay attention.
First, a little historical context. So this is the third stimulus check. There was one that got announced when the COVID crisis first happened in early 2020. That was for $1,200. That impacted 153 million people. That was $1,200.
That one, I think it was like $1,200 and then $500 per child.
Yeah, right? There was some extra cash in there. You're looking at your kids a little more happier.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Especially for y'all who are not normally claiming your children.
And then...
I'm just saying.
I think everybody's claiming their kids at least on tax documents.
Yeah, hopefully.
They might not be willing to find a babysitter for them.
There you go.
At all times.
There you go.
The second stimulus check was for $600. This was the Trump final act. This was on his way out. He said, look, I'm going to get you some money on the way out. It was
$600. I don't remember this one. Yeah. I'm just being transparent.
The issue is you're above the income bracket.
No,
you didn't get the check.
I don't receive any of these, but I just don't remember this one at all. Like, maybe it just wasn't as much fanfare as the first one. Like, the first one and this one right now, it's like
getting a lot of attention.
Beyonce and Jay-Z of stimulus checks, right? This $600 one must have been like the Vanilla Ice of stimulus. I don't remember hearing about it.
147 million people feel otherwise. They got it.
They got it.
But at the time, you got to think, we were in the midst of a presidential transition. We were in the midst of, we had some people.
This probably ain't even really happened.
They stormed the Capitol. Like, there was a lot of news going on.
To our listeners, please hit us up at Momentum Advice on Twitter. Just let me know if you got this $600 stimulus check that happened. You say earlier this year this happened?
Yeah, that
was. Anybody get this money? Y'all hit us up at Momentum Advice on Twitter. If you got this $600 stimulus check.
Or know someone who did.
Or know someone. No, because you didn't be like, no, my cousin said she got it and that's how she got her hair done. Like, no. Like, if you got it and supposedly it was $600 per person and $600 per child, hit us up. I don't believe this happened. I don't remember this.
But it happened.
Word on the street is this went down.
So this is the third round of stimulus checks. And it's estimated that this one is going to hit 85% of Americans. When Biden got elected, he promised $2,000. So this is the extra $1,400 on top of the $600 that already got delivered. That's how you add up to the $2,000.
The $600 didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, but okay.
Now, not everyone's going to qualify, right?
Facts.
So this
because
year.
Because if I would like to ask Alan, how many stimulus checks have you received?
In my life?
No, I'm like, not checks that stimulate you. Like, of the CARES Act, of the coronavirus pandemic plans, how many stimulus checks have you received to date?
I received the same number that you have, Tiffany.
Got it.
I got one, though, back in the 2001 stimulus.
What was that?
You know, 2001, the economy was slowing down a little bit. This was kind of like the tech boom was happening, but it was slowing down. And
so the government gave out some checks?
They gave out checks.
Wow. I wasn't a taxpaying citizen in 2001.
Oh, I was in the workforce.
So I wasn't eligible for this, but I wasn't aware. I wasn't aware that we've been giving out stimulus checks for some time now. But either way, this one is the one we're excited about. We are excited about this $1,400 check.
Yes.
Right? And so it's $1,400. Not only is it $1,400 for you, but it is $1,400 for each one of your children, for each one of your dependents.
Yeah. And this dependent could be an adult child who's in college. It could be an adult elderly person that is depending on you.
Like, what if you got your cousin sleeping on your couch? Is it for him?
It's whoever you claim on your taxes as a dependent.
Okay.
So if your cousin would be so gracious as to have you to claim him or her,
that's not happening.
Then yes, you get that $1,400.
Maybe it should happen. Maybe y'all should think about this. If you have like some sort of freeloading relative that you let sleep on your couch or sleep in your basement, and it was supposed to only be 2 weeks or 30 days, and it's been 3 years, you need to start claiming that person on your taxes.
That's a fact.
That's like
100%. For times like this.
Just period. Like, for whatever tax break you can get for having this person living in your home, running up your light bill, you need to claim them on your taxes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay.
So the people who get the full $1,400 are individuals who make up to $75,000 a year, or married couples who make up to $160,000 a year, or heads of household who make up to $112,500 per year.
So what I find interesting about that is if you are a couple filing jointly, like you guys could each make $80,000 a year and be eligible.
That's loot.
For, you know, I'm saying, like, again, for an individual, you can only make up to $75,000. If you are married, you guys can make a little bit more. And then again, if you are a head of household, as you mentioned, you must be making less than $112,500.
They're trying to encourage marriage.
Are they? Yeah. Is that what they're trying to do?
get your extra stimulus if you go ahead and tie the knot.
First of all, it's a lot of married. Listen, okay. Excuse the shade. It's a lot of married people out here who don't go together. So y'all are probably filing.
What do you mean they don't go together?
Y'all know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Married people who don't go together. Like, y'all still married on paper, but you ain't with him.
Oh my God.
Y'all not together no more. Go ahead and file jointly though, so that y'all can get these tax breaks.
Oh my God.
That's the last thing you can do. I will tell you, as a person who's divorced, for our listeners who don't know, I'm divorced. That first tax season after divorce was so brutal. When I realized I no longer had the marriage, you know, like when you're married and you file together, like you have all these different tax breaks and it's nice and it's sweet. But like when you're filing single,
yeah,
it's a brutal world. So again, if y'all are married but don't go together, still file your taxes jointly. So in situations like this, you can get your stimulus.
Yeah. With the second round of stimulus, one thing that was unique about it is that they did not give a check for dependents who were 17 and older. But with this one, any dependent.
Literally, it's everybody. It's literally everybody. And everybody, as long as you claim them on your taxes as a dependent, no matter how old they are, you will get $1,400 for them. Like, I think that's a reason to be excited. You know, like, I think you and I are under the belief that we don't want people to get overly excited and irresponsible about these funds. But I can understand people who, again, are really going through a crisis where COVID has really changed their life. Getting this amount of money is meaningful. Like, it can do a lot of good things.
Yeah, there's some people that's mad that it's not more. That's for sure.
And for those people, hopefully by now you guys have received it. You know, for y'all who are checking your bank accounts every single day, stop it. There is no set date for when these checks will be sent out, but they have started. You're supposed to get them. Everybody's supposed to have their funds by the end of March. So that's something to be pretty excited about. Also, you can go to irs.gov. like, a lot of y'all are like calling up your mans and them who works for the government, or you know, calling up the IRS. You don't have to do that. You can go to irs.gov and click on get my payment to see where your payment is. Yep. When it's coming.
Did you see the ridiculous video of this dude who shows up at a convenience store begging, yelling, causing a commotion because he felt like they had his stimulus check?
Was this real or was this like a parody?
Nah, this was a legit, like, it was a security camera.
Yeah, that person doesn't deserve a stimulus check in that regard. Like, again, you can go to irs.gov and just go to get my payment.
How come that guy didn't think of that? Why did he go to the
convenience
store?
Because no one tells you these things. I mean, honestly, that's really what our podcast is for. I'm sure there were a lot of listeners who were like, I didn't know I I could just do that. Like, I don't have to keep logging in and out of my online banking dashboard. No. Again, you can go to irs.gov and go to Get My Payment. I do think it's funny that the link is called Get My Payment. Yeah. Like, that doesn't sound official at all.
It
might as well be Run Me My Money. Like, irs.gov.
Do better, government.
/ you know, where's the bag? Like, yeah. It doesn't feel official.
Need My Paper.
Right, exactly. I got bills. /
Like, at least it's a .gov. That's official.
Very true. Very true. But if you do go to this platform, if you do go to the website and you click on that, it will help you, let you know when you should receive your payment. So for the anxiety of so many people, you can calm down.
Yeah, it'll tell you the payment date, the payment method, whether it's direct deposit or mail. And if it says need more information, it means that your payment might have been returned because the IRS could not deliver it because your mail is messed up.
There you go. Or you've been hiding from the government for so long, it's hard for them to find you.
It's a good idea to have your refund check come to you via direct deposit because now they've got your bank information.
Yeah, and for a lot of people who don't know that's even possible, that is very possible. Like, you can actually have your refund sent directly to your bank account. You will have to give up your bank information. I know some people are so concerned about, you know, the IRS taking money from them. But if you feel like you're in the clear, you can link up your bank account. And then that would, in this type of instance, ensure that the money will be directly deposited into your bank.
I can just tell you, like, they're going to find your bank account no matter what. If you owe them money, like, and they need to levy your account,
it's going to happen.
They're going to do that. Okay. So don't even worry about that. Go ahead and get your refund with direct deposit.
But aside from this $1,400 stimulus check
that everyone's excited about.
That everybody's excited about.
They call it the stimmy.
Except for us, because we ain't get one.
Yeah. A lot of our listeners don't get it.
Yeah. But there are some who do. You know what I mean? But
God bless them.
Aside from that, there are other benefits and resources that were included in this stimulus package, like beyond this $1,400. And these things are also extremely beneficial to our listeners. So again, if you're going to receive the $1,400 and that's something that's helpful to you, you might want to continue to listen because we've got other things that are happening. One is extended unemployment benefits. So this was huge in that first round, in the beginning of COVID, when that first stimulus check hit, that $1,200. But then there was the unemployment benefit where the federal government gave you an additional $600 a week mm-hmm. on top of your state unemployment benefits and allowed for unemployment to be extended, I think, an additional 30 something odd weeks, right? And so for a lot of people who found themselves jobless or laid off, this really helped get them over the hump. That extra $600 a week was super helpful, but that has long gone and long expired. Well, now it's being reactivated with an additional $300 from the federal government every week up until September.
This is a benefit that was extended. Like, the $600 became $300, but it was all set to go to zero come March.
Right.
And so this unemployment benefit extension is big because there's a lot of folks. Like, we have 10 million people that are still unemployed from the pandemic. And so this is a big lifeline for those who are unemployed. Now, one thing that they also changed that I think is really worth noting is that typically unemployment is taxable.
Exactly.
Which a lot of people find morally wrong.
So the government considers it income. And so most income is taxable.
Yeah. Here's why people don't like it. So when I work, I pay unemployment insurance, right, which is like you putting my money aside for me when I need it.
And then when I need it,
I'm going to take taxes out?
What's
like,
wrong?
Really?
Listen.
Like, come on.
We know the government ain't right.
One big change is that they're now saying that the first $10,200 of unemployment benefits received in 2020 will be tax-free if you make $150,000 or less as an individual.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And probably most people who are unemployed at the moment did not make $150,000. They did not have a gross income of $150,000 last year in particular. And so, again, that first $10,000, you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So if you've already filed your 2020 tax return, for those who really needed that refund, you can file an amendment and get an extra refund on the money that you paid in taxes on your unemployment up to $10,000. So more checks.
And for
checks
y'all
on checks.
Who were living foul and didn't file taxes anyway, now you know.
Got a little bump coming.
You got a little bump. Okay. Yeah. So now when you do go to file taxes, you know that, again, there will be some sort of refund for the taxes that you paid on your unemployment income.
Additionally, if you are unemployed, but you were a self-employed individual or a gig worker, and there's a lot of people in the gig economy
today. Yeah, like Uber Eats, like these people were included for the first time in unemployment benefits. Like when COVID hit with that original CARES Act, that was the first time these people were considered for unemployment. And that was really meaningful also.
So those benefits are now extended through September 6th. And so again, that's huge.
So other resources, housing assistance.
Okay.
This one is really, really big. So the census estimated that 30 to 40 million people were at risk of eviction over the next couple of months if the government didn't get involved, you know, because of what has happened in 2020 with job loss and, again, the loss of income and so many different things. People weren't able to pay their rent. They weren't able to pay their mortgage. And so it's beginning to look bleak for a lot of people, but the government did get involved.
Yeah, Biden came through on this one.
Okay.
$40 billion for housing assistance, and it goes across homeowners, across renters. There's money for utility bills and property taxes. Like, this is a really, really good benefit for those of us who are hurting.
So if we break it down, of the 40 plus billion, about 21 billion goes towards state and local governments to help low income households who weren't able to pay their rent. Maybe you missed a couple of payments. Also goes towards like funding rent assistance and helping people pay their utility bills.
That's sweet.
That's the lion's share of this segment that's allocated towards housing assistance. And I love that it is going towards low income households, like people who just missed a couple of rent payments or got behind on utilities. You know what I mean? I think those are the people who need it the most. And those are the people who should be able to take advantage of this type of assistance.
The stimulus is there to help. Like we call it the stimmy. There's memes about going out to buy TVs and whatnot, but there's a lot of people who are struggling right now.
Yeah.
And this is really big. Another part of this bill is $10 billion for homeowners to help them pay their mortgages and their utility bills and property taxes.
Yeah, so another $5 billion went to assist people who were at risk of homelessness. And then another $5 million, or the other $5 billion, went towards emergency housing vouchers for those who are currently experiencing homelessness.
So they haven't really released all of the guidelines on how this money can be accessed.
Right.
But the line item has been budgeted.
Right. So that's the part that is kind of messed up. You know what I mean? Like, you can go on to irs.gov and find out where your stimulus check is. But for people who are at risk of losing their home or currently homeless, who really need these resources, like, they haven't really given a tool on how to access them just yet. So you do want to continue to go to irs.gov and try to follow and track how they roll that information out and how you can make that available to yourself.
Absolutely. They also extended the moratorium on mortgage foreclosures, on federally backed mortgages specifically, through June.
That's big.
And so, yeah, that helps.
Yeah,
you can't get evicted if you've got a federally backed mortgage.
That's important because I think, again, as we mentioned, there were a lot of people who were at risk for getting evicted, especially homeowners who are, again, going through difficult times, who have been unemployed, lost income. Maybe they, you know, there was a two income household and one person is no longer working, or had to quit to take care of the kids full time. It's a lot of things that are going on. And I just want to make sure that everybody's clear that we understand these circumstances are difficult and they're different for everybody. And so that's why we're doing this episode today. Like, this is why we are doing the Momentum Advisors news brief on what's going on and what's available to you in this new stimulus plan. Stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring Black and Brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
So we are back.
Yes.
We are talking about the stimulus plan.
Yes.
The stimulus check.
Okay.
The stimmy.
Ooh.
Brought to us by Moneybag Joe, as some people are referring to him.
Come through, Joe Biden.
President Joe Biden.
Uncle Joe.
Yeah. And we are just talking through the stimulus check, you know, who is going to be receiving it, but more importantly, all the other resources that are included in this $1.9 trillion stimulus plan and all the resources that are available to you and how you can use them to your best advantage.
Yeah, there's people that are big mad about this stimulus. Some people are mad that it's not enough. Some people are mad that it's too much.
Who's mad that it's too much? The Republicans?
there's some people that are like, yo, how are we going to pay for this?
Yeah. I mean, how are we going to pay for military defense? There's a lot of things that we are just out here running up credit on. Like, I'm clear on that, as the United States of America is living foul when it comes to credit and just spending money we don't have. Very, very true.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to the stimulus plan and helping our own citizens survive through a global pandemic, I think we should be all right with this one.
Yeah,
cut back on the bombs and the missiles, and then it should balance itself out.
Some people feel like we need those, but
do we?
I don't, but I'm saying some people do.
I mean, okay.
Now, as a financial advisor who's looking at our overall budget, like we're going, you know, we're spending a little extra, and I look at it like this: we can either spend it now to prop up the economy now. Or we don't spend it and we lose economic value as people struggle and lose homes and are, you know, just losing jobs.
But like, let's be clear.
You got to spend some money.
Yeah, let's be clear. The government is aware of what they're doing. Like, everybody in the government system could care less about you personally and your household. Most of them, or some of them are just thinking about the economy. As Alan mentioned, from the financial sector, right? You think about what will happen to the economy if people do not have access to money. And if the economy starts to tank, like it started to do at the beginning of COVID, if the economy really does tank, it's a bigger issue. And even the people who have money start to lose money. So they're not trying to let that happen. We are trying to prop up the economy while also helping our citizens.
One thing that's sad is the number of people who are now experiencing food insecurity. This is being unable to find food to just stay alive. Like, there was a Zoom where a kid was just crying and the teacher's like, what's wrong? And she's like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hurting right now. Like, my mom lost her job. She's a restaurant worker and she has not worked in months. And like, we don't have enough food on the
table. You know what's crazy to me about that, right? It goes to show the lack of infrastructure in this country.
Yeah.
Because that happens in certain cities, in certain towns, in certain states. But I will tell you, my father works in the nearby school system. And ever since school has been out due to the pandemic, they have given out lunches and dinners every single day.
It's beautiful.
No, because the issue was and still is, no one shows up. And they end up having to throw the food out.
But you know what's crazy? The story I just told you also happened in New Jersey.
Exactly. So again, it speaks to the lack of infrastructure in this country to be able to support one another across municipalities. Mm-hmm. Because again, my father would call me every Friday like, listen, I got all these apples, I got all these juice boxes, I got all these snacks, you know what I mean? Do you want any of them? They were offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All you had to do was come up to the school and pick it up. And they were offering it not just to the students, but to the students and the parents and whoever was in the household. And no one was showing up. That should have went to those other towns, to these situations that you're talking about, for where people actually needed the food.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens because resources weren't shared, again, across municipalities.
I mean, same thing's happening with the vaccine.
Mm.
There's certain communities where they're trying to give out vaccines and everybody's been vaccinated.
Right.
You know, in a lot of cases, like you look at places like Florida, they're targeting the folks that supported the governor, you know, and the higher income folks. Meanwhile, there's other people who are begging to get vaccinated.
So I'm on a newsletter. Or I'm on an alert list for vaccine sites who are at risk of having vaccines expire, right? And so,
hold on. These vaccines just came out and they're going to expire?
Listen, word on the street is they don't last very long, okay?
Really?
The block is hot, okay? But you get a text message if there's a nearby vaccination site that has vaccines that are going to expire within 48 hours, they give you a text message.
Mm.
And if you respond, you can get one of them before they expire, which to me means, like, if you are at risk of vaccines expiring, that I guess that means everybody around you has the vaccine. Everybody who wants it, who needs it, is already vaccinated. But to your point, there are other people who can't get vaccinated, who are begging to get vaccinated, essential workers who still aren't vaccinated, educators, teachers who still aren't vaccinated. So it's very, again, our infrastructure is whack.
I love how you summed it up by saying it's whack. I think that's like the technical definition of it.
I think so.
For sure.
Whack as hell.
I like it. I like it. So we're going back to the stimulus and all the different things that were passed.
The good things.
So there was also an increase in a very specific tax credit. And let's talk about that for a second. So the earned income tax credit is a refundable credit for people who make low income. And if you are low income and you have children, the maximum that you can get is $6,700. Right. But if you're low income and you don't have children, the maximum that you can get is $543. So one of the changes in this new bill is if you're low income and you don't have kids, instead of $543, you can get up to $1,500 through the earned income tax credit.
OK,
so that's good for those. I think you guys call yourselves the
sinks,
the single income, no kids,
single income, no kids versus the dinks who are double income, no kids. Y'all thought I was going to say something else. That's not where we're going. It's sinks, again, single income, no kids. That's me. Mm-hmm. And then there's the dinks, double income, no kids.
That's a Peloton.
But thing. Either way, if you ain't got no kids, long story short, if you don't have any children and you have low income, okay, it has to be the combined circumstances. If you do not have children, low income is defined as making less than $57,000 a year. You are now eligible for more than the $543 you would have traditionally received in the earned income tax credit. And you can now receive up to $1,500.
That's good.
Shout out to y'all.
That'll help someone. What's funny is that there's a lot of folks who talked about this notion of the universal basic income. That's basically a check for folks instead of a minimum wage. Like everybody should just get a check. Mm-hmm. Some of these things are UBI-esque.
Okay.
Right? Like it's not UBI, but we're going to repackage some of the stuff we already have working in a way that'll benefit those people who would benefit from the Bernie Sanders UBI, but it's going to be the Biden version. And this is one of those examples for sure. Other things in this bill is a big change to the child tax credit.
This is the one right here. I think this is a big deal. Because again, we always joke when it comes tax season, like who's claiming children on their taxes. And again, it's always us being funny and being lighthearted. But this is one of those situations. We do know that you do receive a tax credit for each of your children that are in your household that are dependent upon you. There has been a change here.
So if you have a child under the age of 6, you normally would get a $2,000 child tax credit. Now it's $3,600.
Come on, because they know these 5-year-olds is a trip.
If you have a child between the ages of 6 and 17, $3,000 instead of $2,000. That's a 50% increase.
It's a 50% increase, but I'm a little bit confused. I feel like, you know, if you are under the age of 6, I don't think you should get more money than for the 14-year-old that's eating up all your food and running up your light bill. Like, I think, I don't know whose children they're referring to, but I think the teenager is more of an expense than the 5-year-old. That's just me. I don't have children. I could be completely wrong. It's just my way of thinking.
As a parent, I will tell you, a younger kid is more of a financial cost than an older kid, mainly off of childcare alone.
Okay, like, but ain't no childcare. Everybody's at home. Okay, so there is no child. You mean to tell me, Alan, you have teenage children. You have 3 teenage children. Yeah. They're not eating you out of house and home and growing out of clothes and needing all electricity and Wi-Fi. Versus your 5-year-old who just likes to play with cardboard boxes?
Here's what's better economically about the older kid. Number one, I'm not paying for babysitters anymore. Babysitters are not cheap. Number two, they can do some things for themselves, which means go in the kitchen and cook yourself some food.
They can't go to work and buy themselves.
They can't. But like when you've got a young kid, and let's say you're stressed out because you're working or you're on Zooms and all that, you're ordering food where my kids are old enough to cook their own food. Like that, there's some savings in that. The clothes are a little more expensive. The shoes are a little more expensive. But
tearing up the house.
Yeah. Nah, it's okay. Look, maybe, no matter what.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Kids are not inexpensive.
Facts. And
this,
either
this
way.
This is a help.
Yes, this is helping either way. But I'm sure there are some moms of some 16-year-old boys who are eating everything in their refrigerator, and they feel like they deserve a little bit extra.
Yeah.
I'm with y'all.
So this tax credit change is only for 1 year.
Yeah.
So, like, don't expect that for the rest of your life, you're going to get this. But for right now, we'll take it.
Yeah, and I think that needs to be made clear, I guess, across this entire episode. This isn't for the rest of y'all's life. This is not things moving forward. This is right now in a global pandemic. This is the circumstance, and you need to take advantage of it right now, because this probably won't happen again, unless all of our lives are in danger again from a virus. But again, this is a one-time occurrence where there are a lot of resources that have been made available, where there have been a lot of shifts for people to be able to receive more tax credits, rebates, and income, and you need to fully take advantage of it, which is why we're doing this episode. I mean, to be honest with you, this is so that no one misses out on all the opportunities that are made available. So if you are hearing things that you were completely unaware of, that means your friends and your family are probably completely unaware of them also. So share this episode.
Yes.
Write down notes, shoot a text, whatever you need to do so that everybody can win.
Yeah. Yeah. What's good about this credit is that it's fully refundable too. So meaning, like, even if you don't get a refund normally, you can get a refund on this. That's a good thing. There is a catch. The first is that the full tax credit is not available for heads of household who make over $125,000, or for married filing joint couples who make over $150,000.
Okay. So sucks, but there's still a lot of people who make less than that who really could use these resources.
Absolutely.
Other changes.
Healthcare.
Yeah.
Let's talk about healthcare.
Let's talk about healthcare.
So, you know, Biden was friends with Obama.
Shout out to my forever president, Obama.
And, you know, Trump was really out to destroy the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare.
Facts.
Biden comes through and says, you know what? Let's do some things that really strengthen Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, the ACA. And so what they've done is that previously you were only eligible for tax credits if your income was up to about $51,000. And so now they've raised that income cap so that more people will be eligible for tax credits that help them to pay for their health care.
That's dope.
They estimate that an additional 1.3 million people will be eligible for these sorts of subsidies on their health insurance.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, because it was estimated that 5.4 million Americans lost their health insurance due to coronavirus between February and May of 2020. So that's people who might have lost their health insurance because they lost their job. Maybe they couldn't pay for health insurance for a variety of reasons. A lot of Americans lost their health insurance, and this is a way for them to be able to get it back.
Newsflash. If for any reason you don't have health insurance right now, whether it's because your employer is not offering it for some reason, or you lost your job and you couldn't afford COBRA, there's a special enrollment period that's happening right now for the Affordable Care Act that runs through May 15th. And so this is a COVID-related benefit that you now have the option of going out and getting health insurance, because it's important that everybody has health insurance. Like, when we look at folks who ultimately file for bankruptcy, medical costs are one of those big reasons why people run out of money.
Yeah.
And so if you're riding dirty, if you're not covered, you've got until May 15th to register for health insurance through this special enrollment period.
Yeah, just go to healthcare.gov and take care of it.
They've also done some things to make COBRA more affordable. COBRA, you know, is that health insurance that you get when you quit a job or lose a job, where you can continue to pay for your old employer's health coverage. They made that a bit more inexpensive.
So I think we've tackled all the things that we really want to highlight.
Yes.
About the stimulus plan, right? And it's more than just a stimmy. It's more than just the $1,400 check. Like, that is a thing. But again, there's assistance with your living expenses, housing, healthcare, health insurance. Like, all these things matter. And all jokes aside, if you really are going through a difficult time, as many Americans are right now because of the pandemic, don't just look for the check. Like, look at all these things and see how you can benefit in all of these areas in all of these ways, because they all add up to make sure you survive this situation and that you get to the other side of it. But now we do have to focus on the thing that everybody wants to focus on, like the thing that everybody's talking about, this check, right? So now y'all got this extra money. And I don't really know what extra money means, but y'all got money that you weren't anticipating.
That's true. That's extra money.
That's extra money. You didn't work for it. You weren't looking for it. And now it's going to be dropped into your bank account, or you're going to receive this check in the mail any day now.
And what we're finding is that with this round of stimulus, it's likely that it's extra money for a lot more people. Like, if you think about the first stimulus that happened, over 70% of the people were using that money for important things like paying for rent, paying for their mortgage, paying for food, paying for their utilities. By the second stimulus, they estimate that a lot less of that money, only 26%, went towards those basic important things, and the rest went towards things like paying down debt, personal care, entertainment, and a range of other things.
Yeah, I think that's because by now people have figured out, or they have a hold of their situation, right? In the beginning, we didn't know what we were going to do. It was a panic, all hands on deck. By now, a year into the pandemic, we've kind of figured out where we're at with it. You know, you figured out how you're managing your household, and it may not be sweet, but you got it down. So again, when you get this surprise, $1,400 at a minimum coming through, you're like, listen, I got those other things. I figured out how to get those other things covered. Now I can take care of the quote unquote less important things, or the things that aren't as life altering. Again, this is why people are running to Red Lobster and buying all the crab legs up. First of all, do y'all really believe it's that many crabs in the ocean for every black person on the planet to have crab legs every night for a week? Like, y'all don't ever wonder where all this seafood is miraculously coming from? Y'all have been to the beach. How many times have you seen a crab? Yeah. But you just believe it's just infinite amount of crabs out here. Not only crabs, but king crabs out here just available for the eating, for the taking. Yeah. I'm just curious. I'm just curious if y'all ever question the quantity of crab legs that are now suddenly widely available.
I've wondered the same thing about chicken wings, buffalo wings. Like, so many places sell wings, but like, what's happening to the rest of the meat? That's all I'm saying, but I digress.
Okay.
So for those of you who find yourself in the position of receiving extra money, meaning unanticipated money, right, things that you did not budget for. Because if you're a family of four, two adults, two kids,
come on,
incomes under that amount, you're getting $5,600. Like, that's
a nice little surprise.
That's quite stimulating.
And so, because what we don't want you to do is to blow this money,
no,
or to make bad decisions with this money. And then, you know, 30 days afterwards, you're like in a hole,
yeah,
or wishing that you would have done something different. We're having the conversation now with the things that we think you should do with this stimmy, with the stimulus check.
And by the way, none of this has anything to do with spending.
No,
These are like wise financial things that you can do,
right,
to make sure you're better off after the stimulus check.
Because you know what's really happening.
What's
like
that?
If we're just going to be honest and we're really going to tell it.
Keep it real.
Y'all are out here using this money to go on a trip, right? Y'all are buying flights because flights are, you know, ridiculously inexpensive at the moment. You're going on trips. Y'all are all going to Miami. Everybody's going to Miami.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some part of Florida. And I get it. You're like, listen, I deserve a break.
No,
I need a vacation.
Some people are going to Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. You know what I mean? Maybe for our older crowd, Atlantic City.
I don't think you know anyone's what I mean?
Just
going
to your
Atlantic
nearest
City.
Casino. Like, to your nearest casino, you want to hit the slots. But whatever it is, I feel like a lot of people are using this money to go on a trip. And I've seen that firsthand because I have been traveling during COVID. I have, you know, continued to travel for business, not nearly as much, but I have. And some of y'all look like y'all have never been on a flight before. It is very strange, this new breed of traveler that I am seeing on flights.
The shade.
It is quite different from the professional traveler that I'm accustomed to seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of house shoes. It's a lot of house slippers on flights right now.
Yo, I've seen shower caps.
It's a lot of wave caps on flights right now.
I'm okay with a wave cap, but a shower cap is taking a little too far for me.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of people who don't actually have official pieces of luggage that they're stuffing in their overhead bin.
So you're saying a lot of plastic bags?
A lot of plastic bags
busting at the seams
on these flights right now. This is not the time for that. I get it. This ain't for y'all. This is not the time for that right now. We know you want to travel and you will get there. And when you get there, you will be able to travel to the full extent as a professional traveler. But we don't want you to use this stimulus check for these first time out flights. We're going to tell you exactly what we want you to do with them. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
It's the pathway to freedom.
Hi, this is Donnie Rose, Chief Content Editor here at The North Star, encouraging you to check out thenorthstar.com every day for insightful, engaging commentary on the stories that impact our culture. The writers at The North Star make it our mission to advocate, mobilize, agitate, and disrupt in the name of creating liberation-centered content. We unapologetically center the narratives of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. We understand that you can get news from anywhere, so we are more interested in offering perspective that speaks to the experiences of our audience. We write freely and with freedom on our minds. We invite you to indulge in our daily editorials and engage in the dialogue that will change the world.
Momentum.
So we've been talking about the stimulus plan. We have talked you through all the facets of what has happened in this most recent stimulus bill, all the ways that it can benefit you. But now we are talking about the stimulus check, the thing that everybody's excited about, this money, this bread, the bag that you are securing due to the government. And we want to talk about what we really want you to do with this money.
Because we're tired of seeing people just spend the money. There was, I was in Atlanta recently. You know they had this $600 bottle service package right around that same time that the $600 stimulus check came out.
Listen, all these things, again, people are preying on you guys. Like, people are preying on people who they know are receiving the stimulus package because they know or they want you, they are anticipating you using the funds irresponsibly. And we are anticipating the opposite. We know that you are down with strategy,
yes,
with plans,
come on,
with coming up with better solutions that serve your long-term living. And this is what we're talking about. So first things first that we need you to do.
Yes.
Okay, this is that you have to be very grown and sophisticated and disciplined about this one.
Yeah, you got to have some money set aside for emergencies, like some real money.
Create an emergency savings. Like, people hate hearing this. They think this is so corny. This is so whack, especially coming from us, for people who are advocates for investing. And this is how we make our money. But we're not able, we would not be able to invest if we did not have an emergency savings. And so for a lot of people who don't have an emergency savings to date, or you don't have enough in it, just put this money in the bank and let it sit.
And be good with it. Like, normalize just seeing some cash in your account.
Right.
And don't say to yourself, man, it's sitting there not doing anything. No, it's doing a lot. It's doing work. It's protecting you. It's keeping you from getting into credit card debt. It's keeping you into raiding your 401k.
The way we define it is investments is your offense, but an emergency savings is your defense. And if you're down for any sports, you know you definitely need both, and they are both important.
Yeah. Next thing, pay off some debt.
Please.
Especially credit card debt.
Yeah, specifically.
High interest debt.
Credit card debt. Don't pay off your student loan with the stimulus check. Like, don't, like, this isn't for that. This is, as Alan mentioned, the high interest debt, the very expensive debt. Because again, so many people are like, I want to invest, but I got a credit card that I have maxed out with a 25% interest rate. Let's be clear. There's no investment in the world that is going to get you a 25% rate of return.
Not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
Yeah, not guaranteed.
And these debt collectors, these credit card companies are making a 25% return off of you. So please pay off your high interest debt. That will be a huge deal if you can use the stimulus money to either pay down or pay off your credit card debt.
So we talked about the emergency fund. We talked about paying off credit card debt, especially the high interest stuff. Let's think about the kid for a minute.
Think about the kids. And we don't mean new Jordans or PS5.
But think about this. There's money that's specifically been set aside for your kid. Now, I know we as parents feel like that money belongs to us, and it's true, it does belong to you. But what about putting some money aside for your kid from the stimulus money or from this increase in the child tax credit? Put some money aside for them.
Right. So there are things like paying for their education, maybe you're setting up a 529 plan if you haven't done that. And honestly, I am going to advocate for the 529 plan real quick. For people who don't have one and they're like, listen, even if I put this low $1,400 towards their education, and I say little because we know $1,400 does not fund, a full education for any child, they might be discouraged and saying it's not going to be enough to really pay for school. Alan and I have always believed that once you open a 529 plan, you should advocate for everybody in the child's life to contribute to the 529 plan on a regular basis, whether it's birthdays, holidays. Like, little Steven is tired of them corny-ass sweaters. Like, just go ahead and contribute to his 529 plan. We believe that your entire village should contribute to the 529 plan. So why don't you kick it off and get it started by using the stimulus funds towards setting up a 529 plan for your children?
And I know it's only $1,400, But imagine if you have a three-year-old and you put that money away and it's invested for the next 15 years. $1,400 can turn into $4,000.
Okay.
That's meaningful. I'm saying it's not going to pay for a whole semester, but it certainly will pay for some application fees. It might help buy some books. It might help to pay a down payment on the tuition. So put some money away. We think the 529 plan is a great idea. Another idea, if you have children who are working, why not make a Roth IRA contribution on their behalf? So like if they're working at McDonald's or I guess Amazon or
Uber Eats,
that's probably where they're working
right now.
Okay. They can put away up to $6,000 into a Roth IRA contribution. And it can be your money that goes into it. It could be the stimulus money that goes in. The only catch with a Roth IRA, number one, you can't make too much money. But number two, you also have to have some earned income. And so your kid who doesn't make a lot of money, who has some earned income, why not put a Roth IRA contribution away on their behalf?
Now, for people who do have earned income, like grown people with jobs, why don't you increase your contribution to your retirement savings? Why don't you add this money to your 401k, especially if you're not maxing out every single year?
And we know there's a lot of people that ain't maxing out.
There's a lot of people who aren't maxing out because they don't want to, because they're not able to. Well, take this money, contribute to your retirement savings, and now it's invested. Now it's invested in the market and it's growing on your behalf for all these people who are like, I want my money to make money for me. Listen, take this money, put it in your retirement, whatever it is, 401k, TSP, all these different things, and add these funds to it.
Absolutely. And for maxing out, the number is $19,500 for people under 50 years old. And if you're over 50, the number is $26,000. So like if you're not anywhere near putting away your own $19,000 or your own $26,000, with this extra money, increase your contribution percentage to your 401k and get closer to maxing out. Because again, this is money you're going to need when you're old. This is money that you'll appreciate when you're 60 or 70 or 80 years old. Put some money away.
So this next idea is my favorite. So Alan mentioned earlier, say you are a two-income or two-parent household with two kids, right? That is $5,600?
Yeah.
That's a nice little down payment towards a little house or something.
I like that.
Why don't you put this money towards buying a home or buying real estate, whether it's an investment property or whether it's your primary residence? There are a lot of people wishing they had their own home right now. The real estate market is really, really hot. Maybe it's your time to get in. Maybe you've been wanting to get in, but you're like, listen, I don't really have that little bundle of money to get myself started. Why don't you take this stimulus money and put it towards purchasing a home?
Think of it as a seed.
Okay.
You're going to plant that seed. And it's going to grow into a full-fledged down payment. This is the first installment towards that home.
Yeah, because probably maybe this money isn't enough for a full down payment. But I genuinely believe like once you start to see money in the bank that's sitting aside to help you achieve your goals, you will be more motivated to contribute to that account. So as Alan mentioned, maybe it's not the whole thing. It's the seed, as he mentioned, and you need to keep watering it with some more money. But I think there are a lot of people out here, again, who either need to purchase a home or purchase some sort of investment property. And this is a good leg up. This is a good amount of extra money that can help contribute towards that.
I like it. I like it. Going back to retirement for one second, I do like that idea of putting it towards a home. But if you qualify for the stimulus, you likely also will qualify for your own Roth IRA contribution. You know, if you make under, for a married couple who makes under $208,000 or a single person who makes under $140,000, you can put away up to $6,000 a year into a Roth account. And what's beautiful about a Roth will grow tax-free, like not tax deferred. I'm talking about no tax. So if you take that money and you invest it in something that triples, that quadruples, you'll never pay tax on that money. So, you know, put some money away for a Roth for yourself. And we talked about doing it for your kid. Do it for yourself too.
And our last one, start a business.
Come on.
Everybody's always talking about an angel investor.
Yeah.
Seed money, startup capital.
You got it.
You got it.
From Uncle Joe.
There you go. Go ahead and use that money to buy equipment, buy whatever certification you need, buy that snowblower, whatever the case is.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower. This is your opportunity to start a business.
Clippers.
For like a barber, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mobile barber.
If you couldn't afford clippers before the stimulus, then I don't know if it's.
But you know what's crazy? So we've just finished our trilogy. It was supposed to be a double G, became a trilogy, whatever. We finished it. We walked through residual and passive income. We walked through an LLC is not a business, where we really described how to start a business the real way.
And when it's time to actually file an LLC.
And then we topped it off with some good ass ideas on how to start a business for the low, low.
Right. So you really don't have any excuse. You can't say, I don't know what type of business to start. I don't know what I should do. I don't have any ideas. You can listen to our last couple of podcasts.
And trilogy.
The trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you some really great ideas. But there are some people who already have the idea. You've been wanting to start a business for a while now. Maybe you've wanted to start a traditional or a real catering service. You know, maybe you need some commercial grade equipment. Whatever the case is, this is now your opportunity. Or maybe you've been wanting to start a business, but you needed to hire some support. Like maybe you need to hire a lawyer to help you get some things put in place. Whatever it is, this is your opportunity. Shout out to Moneybag Joe to help you invest in yourself, invest in a business that will offer lifetime income.
Yeah.
You could get a stimulus check every month if you set this up appropriately.
That's facts. Maybe you should look at this as the sign from God that you've been waiting for.
This is the angel investor. Stop asking your friends for money. This is it.
This is God saying, hey, it's time. I'm going to deposit some money into your account that you didn't really go to work for, that you weren't counting on. This is what you've been waiting for. This is the sign. This is the symbol. Start that business.
Yeah, honestly. And maybe you're like, listen, I never really thought about starting a business, but you need to think about it now. And the reason why is because, again, we are forever talking about investments. We are forever talking about wealth creation. Our primary purpose for being on these podcasts is to make sure that we are financially starting the revolution in our own bank accounts. And so that's not going to happen with waiting for a stimulus check, hoping a global pandemic hits.
No.
You've got to learn how to continuously make money. You have to learn how to be able to make money while you sleep and have your money work on your behalf. And a lot of us are in situations where we don't have, as Alan mentioned, that seed to get things started. So when opportunities like this present themselves, this is that seed.
Yeah.
This is that opportunity. And again, starting a business, that's forever income. That is making money. That's having a stimulus check for the rest of your life, whether it's a side hustle or not. You know, it might be a full-time thing. It might be something that you only do on the weekend, something you only do at night. One of the best ideas, a lot of people hit us up about on Twitter from one of our previous episodes, was a vending machine. We got people who were like, listen, I have owned vending machines. That's a really great way to make income. Or I'm down to own a vending machine. Well, vending machines cost about $1,400.
Wow.
Okay, new
look
ones.
Look at God.
New ones. You might get two used ones. Who knows? But a vending machine, that is residual income. You just have to probably visit it once a month, set it up, put some change in there, whatever you got to do, and keep it moving.
Yo, how often have we heard people say, I got a check one time, but I blew it.
Right.
I wish I could have that money back. Like, this ain't a huge check.
Right.
But this can be meaningful.
Very much so.
If you treat it that way.
So I think we've given good ideas. I think we've done a really great job of breaking down the full extent of the stimulus plan, outlining all the resources that are available to you, but then also giving you really great ideas on what to do with the stimulus money.
Love it.
We love it. So hopefully you listen. If you do, hit us up at Momentum Advice and tell us what you're going to do with this money. If you ever have any questions about your personal portfolio, you know, you can always hit us up at momentum-advisors.com. Shout out to the North Star, Sean, Ray, Willis, who make this podcast possible. Visit thenorthstar.com. Consider becoming a member.
Yes.
You will get so much more information and content than just the Momentum Advisors. And we will be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
League. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.